Track 13.3. Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear two colleagues from a supplier of training services, Training Solutions, discussing their strategy before they make a presentation to a potential large customer. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. You will hear the recording twice. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
So, Kerry, what do you think is the key to getting this contract? It's probably the biggest contract we've ever pitched for, and we've got one shot at it.
I know. Well, I think that's an important point you make for a start. Because if they have any sense that we don't have the capacity to cope with the kind of volumes of training that they have in mind, then they're just going to dismiss us out of hand. We have to project confidence in our ability to do that, not seem fazed at all by the size of the task.
Well, you say that, but we don't actually know if they're looking for an exclusive contract. They may be thinking of engaging two or three suppliers.
You think so? I doubt it very much. If I were in their shoes, I'd want to deal with just one provider. I'm pretty sure that's why we've been called to this meeting. They've been organising most of their training from an in-house department up to now, and it's time-consuming and expensive. They just want someone to take it out of their hands, make it more efficient, and almost certainly cut costs in the process.
I don't think cost will actually be the big factor here. They're a rich company, and I think...
Costs are always a factor.
OK, you know what I mean. I don't think it'll be the deal breaker. I think what will be far more important to them will be the quality of the training, and that quality is measurable. In other words, that they can clearly see the results of their spending on training. With big companies like these, it's all about performance and accountability. Every manager within the organisation has to take responsibility for their results. In this case, it'll be the HR department which will be accountable to other departments and ultimately to higher levels of management for ensuring that employees are getting the right training, whether that's sales training or IT training or communications training. They need to know that whatever it is they're investing in, it's going to help make the company more competitive and meet its current and future needs.
No, I agree with all that. So, you're saying the first thing we should emphasise is quality. Show them a list of the courses that we offer, or at least a range of the courses, and provide testimonials and references for those. User feedback.
Yes, but not just user feedback. Actual measurable results.
OK, so user feedback and some kind of performance indicators. How such and such a piece of IT training helped a company to improve its performance or win more business.
Exactly. Is that something you can put together?
Sure. I think it'd also be good to show within the list a range of more and less expensive training solutions. So some cheaper e-learning training courses for things like basic financial literacy, and then some more expensive high-level face-to-face training in, say, financial strategy.
Absolutely. I think that's the right approach when it comes to costs. We give them the options, but they ultimately decide how they're going to spend their money.
And what about the length of the contract? If we win it, we are going to need to invest in more resources ourselves. Almost certainly we'll need to employ four or five new people. We're not going to tell them that, obviously, but But that's not so easy for us to do unless we have some guarantees that we'll have their business for 2 or 3 years at least.
I don't think we're in a position to call the shots there myself. I think we can ask for a 2 or 3 year contract, but they'll want a break clause in it anyway, some kind of trial period where they can see if it's working out or not.
Sure. Okay. Well, I think that was a useful discussion. Shall we both go away and work on it a bit more? Me on the list of courses and references, and you on the pitch itself, because you're strong on that, and then arrange to meet again in a week or so. The meeting with them is not until the 17th.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan. So, Kerry, what do you think is the key to getting this contract? It's probably the biggest contract we've ever pitched for, and we've got one shot at it.
I know. Well, I think that's an important point you make for a start. Because if they have any sense that we don't have the capacity to cope with the kind of volumes of training that they have in mind, then they're just going to dismiss us out of hand. We have to project confidence in our ability to do that, not seem fazed at all by the size of the task.
Well, you say that, but we don't actually know if they're looking for an exclusive contract. They may be thinking of engaging 2 or 3 suppliers.
You think so? I doubt it very much. If I were in their shoes, I'd want to deal with just one provider. I'm pretty sure that's why we've been called to this meeting. They've been organising most of their training from an in-house department up to now, and it's time-consuming and expensive. They just want someone to take it out of their hands, make it more efficient, and almost certainly cut costs in the process.
I don't think cost will actually be the big factor here. They're a rich company, and I think...
Costs are always a factor.
Okay, you know what I mean. I don't think it'll be the deal-breaker. I think what will be far more important to them will be the quality of the training, and that quality is measurable. In other words, that they can clearly see the results of their spending on training. With big companies like these, it's all about performance and accountability. Every manager within the organisation has to take responsibility for their results. In this case, it'll be the HR department which will be accountable to other departments and ultimately to higher levels of management for ensuring that employees are getting the right training, whether that's sales training or IT training or communications training. They need to know that whatever it is they're investing in, it's going to help make the company more competitive and meet its current and future needs.
No, I agree with all that. So you're saying the first thing we should emphasise is quality. Show them a list of the courses that we offer, or at least a range of the courses, and provide testimonials and references for those. User feedback.
Yes, but not just user feedback. Actual measurable results.
Okay, so user feedback and some kind of performance indicators. How such and such a piece of IT training helped a company to improve its performance or win more business.
Exactly. Is that something you can put together?
Sure. I think it'd also be good to show within the list a range of more and less expensive training solutions. So some cheaper e-learning training courses for things like basic financial literacy, and then some more expensive high-level face-to-face training in, say, financial strategy.
Absolutely. I think that's the right approach when it comes to costs. We give them the options, but they ultimately decide how they're going to spend their money.
And what about the length of the contract? If we win it, we are going to need to invest in more resources ourselves. Almost certainly we'll need to employ 4 or 5 new people. We're not going to tell them that, obviously. But that's not so easy for us to do unless we have some guarantees that we'll have their business for 2 or 3 years at least.
I don't think we're in a position to call the shots there myself. I think we can ask for a 2 or 3 year contract, but they'll want a break clause in it anyway, some kind of trial period where they can see if it's working out or not.
Sure. Okay. Well, I think that was a useful discussion. Shall we both go away and work on it a bit more? Me on the list of courses and references, and you on the pitch itself, because you're strong on that, and then arrange to meet again in a week or so. The meeting with them is not until the 17th.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan.